Hi, this is Daniel Garber, the movies for CultTrollMining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. Whether it's Jack or Hans or Espen or Ivan, lots of folk tales and fairy tales start with a young man leaving home for the first time to seek his fortune. So this week I'm looking at three new movies that premiered at the Toronto International Film Festival about young men heading off into the unknown. There's Khaled, a young man in Egypt, Charlie, a 15-year-old in Oregon, and Aslak, a 6-year-old boy in northern Norway. Shake Jackson, directed by Amr Salama. Khaled, played by Ahmad Al-Fishawi, is an imam at a mosque in Cairo who's having strange dreams and hallucinations. He cries during prayers, jumps on people, and keeps seeing a strange man dressed in black with pale skin and a glittering glove. Guess who that is? His family's very religious. His wife wears a niqab, and she scolds their daughter for watching things like Beyoncé videos on YouTube. And his uncle is his mentor and spiritual advisor. Everyone notices something is not right about him. So he sees a psychiatrist, and after lots of false starts, he finally opens up and tells his story. And what a story it is. In his youth, Khaled, played by Ahmed Malik, as the young Khaled, lived with a loving family in Alexandria. His father's a bodybuilder, entrepreneur. His mother stays at home. And he is entranced, like her mom, with a strange figure he sees on TV, Michael Jackson. His mother approves, but his father says, "Don't watch that transvestite." So when his mother dies from asthma, he becomes obsessed with Michael Jackson, and he changes his hairstyle, buys new clothes, studies the videos, listens to the music, and he goes to nightclubs so he can be Michael Jackson. He also wants to impress another fan who's a beautiful girl in his music class. But things with his dad get worse and worse until everything breaks down. So he runs to his uncle for help. His uncle's an imam, and he says he can live with his family as long as he gives up his current lifestyle and studies the Quran. Okay, so back to the present. Michael Jackson dies, and this turns his life upside down and starts all these memories and weird dreams happening again. So can Khaled reconcile his moonwalking past with his religious present? Okay, Shake Jackson is a delightfully cute look at the conflicts of contemporary Egypt. Religious versus secular, Western pop culture versus traditional. It's also a bittersweet coming-of-age story about a nonconformist looking for his place in the world. And if you see this movie, no spoiler, but it does include a dance number in Egypt to the tune of Thriller. So it's worth it just for that. Valley of Shadows, directed by Jonas Matso Gulbrandsen. Aslak, played by Adam Akeli, is a 6-year-old boy who lives with his mom on a farm in remote, rural northern Norway. His older brother's in some kind of trouble, so there's no one for him to spend time with or play with except his mom. So when an older kid tells him there are monsters in the woods, and it's werewolves that are killing all the sheep, his imagination goes wild. And when his beloved dog runs away, he realizes he's the only one who can save him. So he packs some sandwiches in a backpack and heads out up the mountain and into the forest. This is the start of a long journey through trees, down slopes, along rivers, encountering huge beasts, wild animals, strange things in the sky, and a magical hermit as he travels all around. So will he find his dog? Can he survive alone in the forest, avoid the werewolves, and somehow make his way safely home again? So Valley of Shadows is a beautiful look at a journey seen through the eyes of a little boy. Fantastic, beautiful scenery and wildlife seen in a dark and mystical light. The whole thing feels almost like a dream. With very little dialogue, it shows instead what Aslak is seeing on his journey. It feels a lot like a Maurice Sendak Where the Wild Things Are book, but done in real life. Lean on Pete, written and directed by Andrew Hay. Charlie, played by Charlie Plummer, is a 15-year-old kid who moved with his dad recently to Portland, Oregon. His father's a heavy drinker who picks up women and takes them home. His mom left when he was just a kid, Charlie's mom. Back home, in his old place, he would go running in the morning and he played on the varsity football team at school, but he's not going to school now and he doesn't know anyone here. So one day on a morning run, he meets this grizzly old guy named Dell, played by Steve Buscemi, who handles racehorses. Charlie knows absolutely nothing about horses, but Dell says he needs someone to work hard and shovel the manure. So he hires Charlie on the spot. And that's where he also meets a female jockey named Bonnie, played by Chloe Sevigny, and a 5-year-old quarter horse named Lean on Pete. That's the title of the movie. Bonnie warns him, it's a business. Never treat race horses like pets. But Charlie loves Pete. He's the only one he has, and he tells him all his secrets out loud. And when something happens to his father and Pete's life is in danger, he takes the only path he can think of. He sets off across the sagebrush and the deserts of Western U.S. to save the horse and maybe find someone who can help him. Lean on Pete is a wonderful and very moving story of a kid on his own crossing Oregon and Wyoming. It's not an idealized version. It's realistic, looking at someone who's trying to find enough food to eat, drink, stay alive, keep clean, even though he's penniless and homeless and with no one to turn to. It's a bit of a tearjerker, but it's never maudlin. It's not cutesy and maudlin. It actually kept me riveted to the screen the whole way through. This is the most realistic of the three movies. Charlie Plummer is really good as in the title role, and he tells his story aloud to the horse as he travels across the country. Excellent movie. This is the most realistic one. Valley of Shadows is the most mystical one, and Shake Jackson, I think, is the funniest one, but they're all very good stories. Valley of Shadows and Lean on Pete are both playing now at TIFF, and Shake Jackson has its world premiere tonight. You can catch that tonight. It's the closing film of the special presentation series. And on Sunday, you can see the People's Choice Award winner for free at Roy Thompson Hall. Tickets are handed out at 4 p.m. Make sure you're there and go to tiff.net for details. This is Daniel Garber, the Movies, each Friday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.